An out-of-work Hollywood actor trying to make a living with a quirky ice cream truck business says he's sick of internet influencers asking for free food. Influencers pay double is now his rallying cry. Joe Nietzsche says that he and other businesses in Hollywood and L.A. have been plagued by self-proclaimed internet celebrities requesting, in some cases demanding, free ice cream in exchange for what they say is valuable publicity and advertising on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Nietzsche took his Instagram feed with his own message, "We truly don't care if you're an influencer or how many followers you have. We'll never give you free ice cream in exchange for a post on your social media page. It's literally a $4 item. Well, now it's $8 for you. Hashtag influencers are gross." You can read more of that story up at the Highlight Carousel, where Sean Latisseur, our webmaster tonight, has posted that. And other tantalizing tidbits up at coasttocoastam.com. Psychic medium to the stars, Sloan Bella, is here. She'll reveal when we come back whether she made a deal with the devil. Stay with us right here on Coast to Coast AM. Sloan, you are living in Hollywood. You're making a, you know, a pretty good living as a psychic medium to the stars. You've been on television. You've done a little bit of television, but I don't think I'm telling tales out of school to say, you know, you're not a mega star.
Oh no, you're not telling tales. I'm laughing.
But did you? Was that a possibility presented to you if you, to use the metaphor, made the deal with the devil?
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. It's still being offered to me, but not in the way that you think. It's not overtly offered. I'll give you a story. It's not even a story. It just happened. Anyway, I was invited to an event, and it was this huge event. I can't even say the profession of the two people I went, but it was their party, and they hire, you know, people hire psychics, and what we do is we go in for 3, 4, 5 hours, whatever, and we read the party guests at the event. So I went into this party, and I got there maybe 15 minutes early, and it was a huge estate, and I walked in, and I was like, I knew on my way out the door that I was going to run into many people at this party who were satanic and more on the cult side. I knew it. Okay. I just knew it. I just didn't know who and how. Anyway, I walk in and they have a spot for the psychic set up, and I go over there, and where they put me, I was laughing so hard in my head because I knew it was a challenge. So to answer your question, I'll just explain. To answer your question directly, no, I would not accept it. But they had me, the psychic, sitting on a chair, and there was a chair for the sitter that I'd be reading, and the carpet that they put out on the lawn in, you know, where I was sitting, was the black and white Masonic tile, right? And I was thinking, this does not go with the decor. They're actually going to have me sit on that as if I don't know what it is. And I was chuckling in my head. So I did 3 readings sitting there going, this is just outrageous, because this is just ridiculous that they're trying to put me in that position. I can't even explain it, but it just struck me as really funny. So after the 3rd reading, I heard in my head, get up and move. So I got up and I moved under a kind of a gazebo thing and sat on some pink cushions and did the rest of my readings over there to take control back of the energy. But I could see the people sitting down, and some of them, you can really see it in them, but the part of them that is the human and coming from the source, which we can call it God, you can call it whatever you want, but the source, the pure source that's from the heart chakra that's connected, that part of them is the part that wants to talk to me. And then it's the other part, which we'll say is the part that has the hitchhiker or the demonic entity attached to it because of what they do ritualistically, that fights it. So when I'm actually reading these people, I'm reading both energies, and at the same time, I'm being paid very well to do this party, so it's very enticing to see how these people live and to see what they do and the cars that they drive. But in the long run, it's not what I'm willing to do, because it does involve child abuse, and there's no way in hell I'm doing that. So that's what it involves. But they will invite you into social settings in order to make you feel as though you're missing out on something because you're not part of this. And when you don't acquiesce to it, and I'm speaking energetically, it's not like I'd run over and go, hey, I want to have what you have. But if when you when they can feel your energy is not as agreeable to it, so you're not going to give in, you can see their eyes flash, they change. You can actually see it. Their eyes change color, and then I can see the evil in them.
But is it something? Is it something as overt as, you know, let's say an executive or a producer saying, you know, if you come to a party, and you know, we can talk about a role for you in a film. And I'm not talking about the casting couch here. I'm talking about, you know, at some point you get ushered into a back room and there's like a pentagram and a bunch of cloaked figures standing around with candles. And I mean, or is that? I mean, that's my sort of vision from Eyes Wide Shut. Is that what happens?
That does go on. I mean, that does go on. I know people whose houses that goes on in. That doesn't really frighten me because the only way you can get sucked into that is if you allow it in. So if I open my front door by doing drugs or alcohol or agreeing to it, then I can get taken over. But when I'm observing that, I don't want to partake in it, and I won't. I'm pretty strong that way because remember, the balance is a person who is with source versus the opposite of that, okay? So there's always a counterbalance in life. I don't have a problem with being put in that position. I meditated on it and was told that every time there is something that is off balance or off center or inverted and the opposite, because remember, they live in reverse world. So what is good is bad and what is bad is good. You know, what is up is down. So that's why we're in such a chaotic mess right now. The veil is shifting, the world is tilting back. But that's what they do. They tell you this is attractive and this is not. Child abuse is good. Just an example, look at that amazing Desmond kid, the little drag queen boy that they've got parading out there. He's what, 10 or 11, and he's in the strip clubs getting money, or the male dance clubs, and they're tipping him. I mean, what is that? But that's part of it. That's part of the inversion. That's good. Look, he's making money. He's doing this. He knows who he is, which it is good he knows who he is, but it's not good that he's making money because it's sexualizing him. So those kinds of things, I will stand up and be put in position. So psychics who are in the light or who come from source, from the heart chakra, from the crown and the heart chakra in the positive sense, the traditional positive sense, we'll say, those people are going to be put in situations as the opposition. So there are people that will, okay, candle magic exists. I mean, all of us psychic types light candles. You know, like on Saturday, I'll light a silver candle to get rid of negative energy. I'm not trying to take anyone out with that. I'm just trying to get rid of negative energy, right? So it depends what your intent is. It's always intent-driven. If the intent is evil and there are children involved, I will absolutely remove myself and make sure that nothing happens. But I have walked into situations where they're doing stuff, and it's a really funny joke, but anytime I was at a business meeting at a network, and let's say, for example, it was my time of the month, okay, this is, you know what I'm talking about, mm-hmm. I was, you know, that time, I would never dispose of anything that women use in public places because I know what they do with that. I know they do spells, they cut your hair, they do all kinds of things like this. So I would always take Ziploc bags and carry my stuff out with me and dispose of it in my own where I knew where it was. Sounds really weird, but that stuff exists. I've seen it, and I've seen it. You'd be surprised what people do. You leave your purse on the desk around somebody and they have an intention, and you would love this. Do you know how many of these executives, I will not say who, but they run daytime talk TV shows, they run soap operas, they run nighttime talk TV shows. Okay, how many times they call and they would go and they would say, can you do a spell to make this, this, and this happen? Or I want this person's job. Or we want to take this person out, not kill them, but remove them from their position and their income. And what do we have to do that? I mean, that exists. I must get those calls all the time.
I have to ask you, why you would hang out there? Why do you continue to live and work in Hollywood if it's so satanic?
Well, I live outside Hollywood, actually. But, I mean, okay, I'm in Los Angeles, not, like, actually in Hollywood. I'm close. I'd go over the hill and get there. There's parts of it, because it's not my day-to-day routine. I'm not so much trying to get on TV or do that kind of thing. Obviously, my family's here. So I'm doing the normal things that I would do like you do, being with my kids, being with my granddaughter, doing, you know, doing those things, hiking and doing all of that. But it's the work that I'm here for. And I'm not convinced I have to stay in Los Angeles, of course. Not everything is like that, but the industry, there is a lot of it. I mean, you do run into a lot of it. You do, and you have to prepare yourself. I feel I have work to do, and I'm talking on a psychic level. I feel it is my life's work to kind of guide people who come to me for help, and this is where I am right now. So I've never judged where I am per se. I could read in a prison and have read in prisons and have read in hospitals and, I mean, you know, read on street corners. That's not the issue. The issue is who needs the information and can I give them that information as a clear channel so that they can maybe change something in their life. And if you can, that's a good thing. So I look at it like that. But, yeah, I would love to get out of here. I mean, I don't want to go back to a cold place. I'd have to go somewhere warm.
If this is Hollywood's, you know, the real dark truth about what goes on in Hollywood, I mean, aren't you afraid about talking about it?
Oh, that's such a good question. I must get threats probably every third email, every other day. You know, I read them. Yes and no. Now, there are people that are suicided, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I don't know if the listeners do, but suddenly all these people commit suicide, and it's highly unlikely that they actually committed suicide. In other words, they are murdered for whatever they say or speak out against, or they accidentally overdose, or they accidentally drive off a, you know, whatever bridge, or I'm sorry, they force themselves off a bridge like the most recent one. Anyhow, yes and no. I guess I might be arrogant in that sense because I'm still going to speak what I feel I should speak if I see it. I'm still going to stand up. If somebody's doing something and I see it, even if they put a gun in my face, I'm going to stand up and not let it happen, even if they shoot me. So, I mean, I'm stupid that way. I'm not really afraid of it. I'm not afraid of dying, and I'm not afraid of speaking the truth. So I'm just going to live my life, and if they try, so be it. I mean, I feel protected. However, that's not to say it can't happen, because it does happen, and there are some very powerful people orchestrating it and people that run these industries in particular. There's probably five or six. We've got, you know, some very high ups that run both the TV industry, and they're all billionaires, the music industry, and huge actors, and I don't know if he's a billionaire or not, that orchestrate these things. And keep in mind, the general public sees what it wants to, because it's a form of idol worship, meaning when you have a celebrity on TV, you feel like you know them because you see them in your living room on your TV, or you hear them in your car on your radio or on YouTube or wherever you see them. But what it is it's indoctrination, and it's, I was laughing at the last commercial with the influencers, because it's influencing public opinion to get you and to kind of socially engineer you in a certain direction. So these people, we think we can trust them. Like if I said, oh, Kobe Bryant, a lot of people go, he's great, he's this. And I'm not saying he isn't. I'm not saying he's one of them. That's not what I mean. I'm just picking out a sports figure or Magic Johnson or whoever. And people love them because they love the sport. You don't really know these people. And if you observe them, there's a certain actor in Hollywood right now who I'm not going to name, I feel is responsible for the forced suicide off a bridge of Isaac Cappy, if you know who that is.
No, I don't.
B-roll actor. Yeah, he's a B-roll actor. He was in Breaking Bad, and he was in a couple of other films, but most recently, in the past 3 years, he's known for outing these satanic pedophiles in Hollywood. I mean, all he did was YouTube and blog and speak, and I mean, he accused huge people in Hollywood, we'll say people that directed movies like E.T. and things like this, and he absolutely straight up accused them. And suddenly, probably May 16th, May 20th, somewhere around there, it was reported that he forced himself off a bridge. And I was like, how do you force yourself off a bridge if you don't want to jump off the bridge? And apparently, a very, very famous Hollywood actor who does a lot of voiceover stuff in like movies.
Oh, don't say anything that would identify this person.
Okay, yeah, voiceover movies, we'll just say, and an actor in the truest sense, in its human form. It's amazing if you go to his Instagram feed and actually look at it on the day that Isaac Caffey died, people are calling him out for the murder of Isaac Caffey, and nothing is being done. It's like outrageous. I'm like, these people, to the tune of thousands of them, are actually writing on this very famous person's Instagram account under the symbols that he put out there, basically, you know, the red scarf symbol for the murder. If you Google, you guys can all Google that. In Illuminati practice, you don't have to call it Illuminati, call it satanic, call it insanity, but in that practice, and it's bizarre to me that these things are going unknown. Now, if you start researching it, you will see the symbology clearly. So it's in the symbols that these people speak. That's why most people don't know about it. And it's very hard to believe.
You pointed out to me a couple of months ago that Lady Gaga, you know, tremendous talent. She was on a late night talk show and she was telling a story. And at the end of the story, instead of saying, you know, I swear to God, she said, I swear to Lucifer. And I couldn't believe it. So I looked it up on YouTube and there it was. And she said it. And the TV host didn't even bat an eye. Now, was that just her? I'm thinking that's just Lady Gaga just having this on and just being provocative, because that's what she does.
Well, yeah, she's very provocative. She's very talented. She's all of those things for sure. There's no way to really know that, but I suspect quite the opposite with her because of the background of where she came from and the fact that in the initial startup of her career when she was 19 or 20 or however old she was, but in the early days, before she was Lady Gaga that we know, she had a roommate who died at like age 19, 20, something like this. And that roommate's family has always accused Lady Gaga of stealing all of her music and taking it and whatever. That's like known. I mean, they were out in the public doing it. But I suspected that there was some ritual behavior back then. And maybe they were accusing it in the financial sense, but I suspected ritual behavior. Like, that's what it hit me as at the time. I was like, this is ritualistic. Meaning, it just struck me like that. Because keep in mind with energy, understand, and I'll speak energetically, forget the people. If I am wanting something, okay, like great fame, great success, huge cars, money, whatever, and I'm wanting this, or a beautiful wife or a beautiful husband, you know, and I'm wanting somebody like who I want to be queen of a country or something grand, what we consider grand, then if I'm going to give my energy over satanically, ritualistically, there is an expectation. You just don't get to demand or want something without reciprocation, a balance of energy. What is a balance of energy in an inversion? It is the death of another person. So in other words, if I am saying I want this, this, and this, they're going to say to me, we'll give you this, this, and this, and you won't know it, but when we come back, we're going to take this from you. And the this can be somebody, can be a family member, a friend. There's like a joke in our house. Don't be too friendly.
Okay, I've got to take a time out here, Sloan. We'll open up the phone lines when we come back. Questions and comments for Sloan Bella, Satanic Hollywood, right here on Coast to Coast AM. Let me ask you, as a psychic, I mean, what do you see in the future? Do you think that this horrible business of child sex rings and so forth is going to be exposed? I mean, in a major way.
Okay, now that's a very interesting question. I think it's been exposed, obviously, with the Me Too movement. But what I find so interesting is people will expose Harvey Weinstein for his escapades, etc., but he's not a pedophile, or if he is, it hasn't been brought out, okay? So he's kind of going after the adults, and adults, in my opinion, can take care of themselves differently than children, and children need protection, and that's what's being hidden right now. And it is a spiritual war, and yes, I do feel it's going to come out. However, it can never come out, or they'll fight it tooth and nail, because think of our whole government world structure, okay? Think of the way that we run this country, all right? The way that it is. If we start bringing out, this is why people refuse to see it. So let's say we start saying so-and-so over in the UK who runs this, that, and the other is a pedophile. This one is sex trafficking, like the NXIVM cult, which is on trial right now. Jeffrey Epstein tonight just got pulled back in, just got arrested. Okay, who are these people trafficking? John of God. Who are these people trafficking children to, and where are these undocumented children going, and for what purposes? And why do we want our borders open? The borders, you have open borders in countries, you're having kids being trafficked like drugs through the country. That's just factual. That's a huge commodity. What is going on? There's so many different things going on. So if you start saying all these world leaders are doing this, or 20% of them are doing it, people are going to start to have like nervous breakdowns and become.
You're saying this is too big. You're saying that this story is so big and it goes right to the top.
It goes to every, you mentioned politics. It goes, ask yourself, besides, without saying anything about the current president, but bringing him into it, what is the hatred? I mean, he's, whatever. There's, I mean, I know the hatred. I know what people say. I'm not talking about that. And no, I didn't vote for him. So don't be sending me hate mail. But what is the hatred focused on one person like that? I always think when we focus so much hatred on one person, there's an undercurrent agenda underneath it, and certain things are happening. We have a lot of these pedophiles being arrested right now, and a lot of these people in other countries are being brought down, and there's certain things happening. So it's most definitely a war between probably nefarious types of people versus real evil, okay? I'm not saying, you know, everybody is good or bad. But it's this war that's going on, and it is a war that involves children, and people really have to wake up. And I find when I talk, I had an argument this morning with someone in my own house about this particular issue. And I said, why do you refuse to hear what I'm saying? And he was like, because it sounds crazy. People refuse because it goes against what they've been taught, what they focused on, and if they think that they're world leaders, the people in charge of their money, their banks, their school system, their education, their kids' doctor's appointments are actually doing this stuff in the background. Think of
right.
Rosemary
it's,
Baby.
It's that just too evil to even, on. It's just too evil to even contemplate. And so the natural, it's like a defense mechanism, is just, I think they call it normal bias, where you just, you cannot acknowledge something like that could be going on. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hi to Richard in Raleigh, North Carolina. Richard, on the wildcard line. Good morning. Welcome to Coast AM.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Are you there?
It's Dave.
It's Dave in Raleigh?
Hello.
Hi. Who do we have here?
This is Richard.
Hi, Richard. Go ahead. You're on.
Okay. I appreciate you guys taking my call. And I wanted to comment on the show, what Ms. Sloan was saying, and the fact that it is too crazy to believe, but there's a bigger spectrum of things going on, which she mentioned, and that is happening to adults also. Hollywood is full of people that are targeted, and Kanye West was one. You mentioned Lady Gaga, Britney Spears.
Definitely. Yeah, Britney Spears, absolutely. Yeah, they're MK Ultra mind controlled, and they're targeting individuals.
Yeah, when I called in, that MK Ultra is alive and well, and as far as being forced to commit suicide, which a lot of people are, that's mind control also. They don't, people are.
They have no
suicide.
Control over their thoughts. That's right.
Yeah.
The thoughts are placed in their head, telling them what to do in a hypnotic suggestion that's used with a wave frequency. It's used with frequency, with sound and frequency. And if you're susceptible and you are in the process, that's how they do it. That's how these people are committing suicide. They're not committing suicide. It's actually murder. But when you
is murder. And the reason it's murder is because they have taken their minds. And the problem is that most people, they call them targeted individuals. I don't know if y'all have ever heard that term.
Oh, yes.
But
Oh, yeah.
But targeted individuals are walking around and have for years trying to figure out who's doing it, how they're doing it, and you know, how they're getting away with it and all of that. And this mind control is the way that they're doing all the things that they're doing. But they're trafficking human adult people as well as children. And, Ms. Sloan said, you know, adults can take care of themselves. They can if they're not under the MK Ultra, because under the MK Ultra, you have no defense against that. And, well, a lot of other things are going on in the nation, and it does go all the way to the top. And there is a spiritual tone to all of it, because it is good against evil. But I just mainly wanted to say that I am a targeted individual, and I am MK Ultra. They do come and go from me daily, and they do push me toward the suicidal thing.
Okay, but you know better because you're telling me better. So what are you doing to fight back in your head? You just told me you know. So what are you doing? What are you doing? How can we
get you? Well, you can't fight back against the MK Ultra by yourself, and that's the reason for the isolation. The first thing they do is isolate people, deprive them of sleep, deprive them of nourishment, and poke and jab with them all the time. But here's the scary part, Ms. Sloan. The MK Ultra is spreading through their families, through their doctor's offices, through the law offices, authorities, and this way they're taking over a little at a time without anyone even knowing. I would not know that they're coming and going at all, except that I test daily on a regular basis to prove to myself. I've actually trapped some in my attic, trapped them in my front living room, ran a few off the road, a couple of times that were trying to run me off the road, and this is real, and it is happening. And as far as fighting back, I'm just trying to make it through another day. Other than that, I don't know what to do, and neither does anyone else. But the scary part is this is global. This is not
just global. You're very knowledgeable on it. You're 1,000% accurate.
Richard, it sounds like you're going through a living hell, and I what can I say? I can't offer much except my prayers, and I pray God will be with you, Richard. Thank you for your call. Is it the same thing,
Richard,
though? Are we talking about the same thing? People use the word MK Ultra, and we're talking about satanic cults. I don't think they're interchangeable, are they? Separate things?
They are separate things, but in order to break down the mind of a human being, you're going to start with it in childhood. Sexually abused children can easily disassociate from their physical body. Okay, so kids who are not in satanic cults, they just have weirdos for parents or weirdos in their environment who sexually abuse them, they dissociate from the physicality of being in the body. So their mind is here and their body is over there. That's how they survive. That's what MK Ultra is. These
right,
kids,
right. No, I understand
like
that.
Britney Spears or whoever, if they are MK Ultra'd, it starts before the age of 5 and they are indoctrinated into it. And they are also under hypnotic suggestion, meaning there's different ways to hypnotize using frequency and sound waves, things we don't even understand that were invented and brought into this country by the Nazis. So it comes in. It's Project Paperclip. It's, the Canadian hospital in Montreal. I can't think of that study over there.
Allen Memorial Hospital, yes.
Where they did all that. So you know, and they've been doing it since the 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s.
Yeah. I mean, I'm familiar with the LSD experiments at it was also at McGill University and Allen Memorial, but I don't look at that as being satanic. I look at that as, you know, people obviously with ill intent, you know, they were trying to develop some sort of a technique for interrogating people and so forth. It was a horrible idea and it was evil, but I don't know that that's necessarily the same thing as, you know, what we're talking about is a satanic cult.
Well, the satanic cult utilizes those attributes to break their children down. Remember, it's these children that grow up in Luciferian families on the cult side of it, or satanic cults, are privy to this. They are small children. They are in ritual circles, just like Rosemary's Baby. I mean, watch that movie. It's probably more...
I try not to watch that movie. I got to take a call here. West of the Rockies, Karen is in Alaska. Karen, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Hi. I am so glad to hear this show. I would like to say to the host, I'm so sorry. I think she's 1,000% accurate. We do a lot of research because in the wintertime, there's not a lot of work here. Chris Cornell, Linkin Park, are from Soundgarden, Chester Bennington, Best Friends. Both of those two are about to break some Hollywood satanic sex children thing. Both of those guys were killed. There's a connection with Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain. If you research all these people, are we allowed to give a channel off YouTube somebody could check into?
I'd rather not. People can find, I'm sure, left to their own devices, can find that on their own.
There's one in particular. That Great Awakening thing isn't just about politics. George talks a lot about... all the natural health and healing doctors that have been suicided or just mysteriously died in the last 3 years.
Yeah, Dr. Sebi. He's talking about that. Nipsey Hussle, all of them. Chester Bennington absolutely did not kill himself. He came to me and I talked to people who were very close to him, family members, friends of family members. He didn't kill himself. There's no way. His spirit is very active, very alive, very angry about the situation. Anthony Bourdain straight out told me who killed him, which I did put down. I'm not going to say it on your show, but I did a video on it. Straight out told me who killed him. And I didn't even know who he was. I never watched his show. Kate Spade's another one. These people are not just committing suicide. That's part of the thing. They are, as I try to say, they are being murdered. I think, Richard, the way I want to explain it with the satanic is, people don't understand because they believe that earth is earth and heaven is heaven. There's astral levels. The maniacal people on the planet who have understanding of energy and how to manipulate it are actually orchestrating things from different levels or dimensions of consciousness, and it's happening before we see it happening. So, for example, when you're looking at political things, those things are happening already and have been decided on the astral level, but we are slower here in this realm, okay, in this dimension, trying to elevate up. So there's a whole bunch of confusion that goes on. So the murders are murders because they are being orchestrated from a place that we can't put our hand on and we haven't seen it, so we don't believe it exists, but that's where it's coming from. They're hiding on the astral level, meaning outside of the earth. What we know is Earth, the logical, tangible, touchable place that we live in. That's what's going on. That's exactly what's going on. These people are not killing themselves.
I want to grab a call here. A first-time caller, John Doe. I'm guessing that's an alias for obvious reasons. All right, John. We just have a couple minutes here.
My name. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Very dangerous. This is a very dangerous subject. Your guest is 1,000% right. I was in the music business. I've known people that have been into this, but this still goes so much deeper. Your guest hasn't commented on the Bohemian Grove.
The Bilderberg or whatever. Absolutely.
Well,
Bohemian Grove.
So
that's all your political
Grove
leaders.
In San Francisco,
that's all your actors. Absolutely. And children are sacrificed in there. They're literally sacrificed on an altar to Moloch.
Well, that's the allegation anyway. I don't know.
North of San Francisco. Now, the other thing is there's a word for all this. It's called the Illuminati. And the Illuminati goes to the top levels. It runs everything. It runs our media. It runs the governments, at least Western governments. And I've studied this for years, and I'm telling you, she's 1,000% right.
What aspect of the music business were you involved in, John?
It was during the 80s. And 80s metal, 80s rock, that I'm telling you that I know people personally and have been affiliated. This, like I say, goes to the families who have been running the show.
All right, John, we're going to have to leave it there because we're out of time. But I thank you for the call. John Doe. All right. Sloan, how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, thank you for asking. Okay, my website, SloanBella.com, my YouTube, at SloanBella, or Instagram, at SloanBella. It's all under SloanBella. Yeah.
And you do personal readings over the phone as well, online?
I do them over the phone now, mostly, unless I've already met you, because I have just too many people that want to come in person. I'm not comfortable with it right now. So I'm doing a lot of on phone, and I travel around a lot as well. So.
All right, SloanBella.com. Listen, you be careful, all right?
I will, Richard, and it's good to talk to you.
Likewise. I may just have to hire someone to start my car tomorrow. All right.
You'll be fine.
All right. Sloan Bella, there she goes. Now, when we come back, Don Jeffries is standing by. Crimes and Cover-Up, 1776 to 1963. This is part two of an ongoing series here on Coast to Coast.